Shifting gears now from basketball to baseball.
Yeah.
Saluki baseball, full of steak dinner, we understand, from over the weekend. And we're pleased to be joined by Saluki assistant P.J. Finnegan. How's it going, P.J.? Welcome to In the Doghouse.
It's going really well. I would I'd be a little greedy asking for some nicer weather, but I think that's pretty much everyone in the Midwest right now.
Yeah, you're not going to be getting out there on the field on Wednesday when it's 10 degrees, are you?
No. I think we pushed that threshold this weekend. We went outside on Saturday and Sunday for about 3 hours and scrimmaged, but that's about as cold as it'll get that we'll get outside.
PJ, Mike Murphy here. Let's talk a little bit about the upcoming season and what's in store. We're going to have Hindu on here probably next week or so, but give us a little preview.
Well, we really like our club. Start the first 2 weeks on the road, go to New Orleans and play Nicholls State, a place that we've played at in the past, a very good program, have a great facility, so it'll be good to go down there and be in some better weather. And then week two, we go to Memphis and play the University of Memphis. So I feel like those 2 weekends are going to set us up to be successful in league play. But as far as our team, we really like our club. We're old positionally. We have a lot of 4 and 5 year players, and it's a club that can really it plays an exciting brand of baseball. We were fourth in the country last year in stolen bases, and I think this year's club's even faster. So I would think that once we get on, we're going to make it a nightmare for everybody else trying to play defense and pitch to us. And then on the mound, we're very deep. We're young, but we're really talented. We only have 2 seniors in Hunter Hart, and something that we're kind of letting the cat out of the bag with this one, but Matt DeSomer is going to play baseball for the spring. So he is one of our other seniors. So we really like the talent we have on the mound. How quickly I can get them up to speed on the college game is going to determine our success early. But really like this club. Probably think it's the best club that we've had in the last 9 years.
Brad Harrison, of course, last year didn't quite know what his role was going to be. You had to work on some things with him. Then he finally settled in to that rotation. Now with some more certainty as far as what his role is coming into this season, what has he worked on in the offseason? How has his development been from last year to this year?
He's had a great offseason. He is probably going to be the guy that gets the ball in game one for us. That's not 100% in stone, but it's pretty close. And really his focus in the offseason was to get stronger and to be able to make 15 to 17 starts this year. Last year he kind of hit a wall in the middle of the year. And if you follow this pretty close, you notice that because he had 3 or 4 outings in a row where he only went 4 to 5 innings. We knew that he was getting a little tired, so we tried to take it easy on him. This year, he looks, I always tell him this at practice, he looks like a grown man. He's lost the baby fat, and I'm excited. I think he'll really hold up and be able to take the lead role for us. And he's had a great offseason. I'm ready for him to get started.
And tell us about, you've got another LaRue in the dugout this season. Will LaRue joins us. The Xavier transfer brings some NCAA tournament experience to the dugout.
He does. He grad transferred to us from Xavier. Had the opportunity to do that. Obviously, play under his brother, our hitting coach Seth LaRue, and he just does what we do. And it was a perfect marriage when he decided he wanted to grad transfer and look for another option. He's probably the fastest base runner on our team. He's top 5 right now in NCAA career steals leader. So it's going to be a thing where he's just going to add to what we already do well and bring that speed element to our team. And I think the biggest thing for him, too, is he's come here and been really comfortable already, and he's kind of taken over a leadership role. And that's been exciting to see because I don't think he'll he'll have any learning curve as he gets going with our guys or anything like that. He's jumped in and has already been a leader for us.
Hey, PJ, want to shift gears a little bit and talk a little bit about a big honor coming up for you going into the Hall of Fame. And, man, how exciting is that? I mean, we got to talk a little bit during the football season and about that honor, and that's something that once in a lifetime, you got to be just nervous and proud and excited all at the same time for that coming up, huh?
Yeah, it was a great honor. This fall was that whole weekend was unbelievable. A lot of people had told me, "Hey, you don't understand how big this is until you go through it and everything else," and they couldn't be more right. That you go in with that group of guys, Mullins and Bruce Weber, Jermaine Dearman, just that group was really, really special. And it's just kind of, it's been fun for me. Heck, I've been around here for a long time now, and then to get to tell the kids and some of the other people around some of my stories from when I played and everything else, it was a great weekend. When the university decided to move it to homecoming, I don't think that there was a better fit for that, and I think it made it a bigger deal. And I was just fortunate to be a part of it.
Yeah, when you tell those stories now, you got something to back it up. If they don't believe you, you'll say, "Come here, I'll show you the plaque."
Yeah, I had a few friends around here that only know me as a coach that when they saw some of that stuff and were at the dinner and everything else, kind of laughed. They're like, I didn't even know you were any good, let alone played. So.
Talking to PJ Finnegan, you got to like your schedule, particularly the Valley schedule. Dallas Baptist and Missouri State, they got to come here this year if they want to hold serve atop the Valley.
Yes, that's a huge advantage for us. It's something that the people around our league would tell you the same thing. Both those are very hitter-friendly ballparks where our speed and our ability to throw strikes doesn't stand out like it should. So when you get them in our ballpark, and like I said, we feel really good about our club. We're very excited for that because it takes away from their power quite a bit. The ball just doesn't carry at the itch, and they have a lot of guys and that are big physical guys that swing for the fences, and that really, really, really plays up for us. So getting them in our ballpark is a huge advantage.
PJ Finnegan has been our guest on In the Doghouse, and we're going to talk more Saluki baseball in the coming weeks. But sound like you had a cold. You don't have a cold, do you, PJ?
No. Okay, just right. The amount of time we spend outside this time of year, you can't put enough clothes on.
That's right. Yeah.
Layers.
Yeah, especially the next few days, buddy. Especially the next few days.
Yeah. Hey, every baseball player sounds just like I do right now.
All right. Well, listen, keep everybody layered and keep going. And we'll talk to you soon. And we'll talk to Coach Henderson soon, too. Thanks for filling in for him tonight on In the Doghouse.
No problem, guys. I appreciate you guys having me on, and go Dawgs.
Thank you.